Coach Andy Armbruster and his girls looking to avenge that loss from back on January 27th. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we want to remind you we will have live coverage of both the girls and boys championship games here from the tournament later on this evening. And that features the Auburn Lady Bulldogs taking on Weeping Water and the Auburn boys taking on Freeman. We'll have those games, or taking on Elmwood Murdoch, I'm sorry, for Auburn. We'll have those games for you later this evening. Right now, we're ready to get underway here with third place consolation action. Into the line, center circle goes Ashley Kirkendall to jump it up for the Lady Tigers. The tip's going to be controlled by the Indians with the basketball into court. Court is Alec Cave. Cave to the near side to Kelly Brack. Brack, the freshman point guard, feeds it inside the paint. They run against a man-to-man defense. The ball is tossed away, goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Alexis Wilkinson, and the Lady Tigers will have the basketball. Inbound the pass. They toss it in to Ava Armbruster. Man-to-man defense by the Weeping Water Indians. Kirkendall gets the pass on the left elbow. Dribbles to the top of the circle. A cross-court pass. Puts it inside the paint. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Coming up with the steal is Alexis Mogensen. Mogensen down court in a hurry. To the left side, Kellison Miller. Miller's pass in the corner. The ball is loose on the floor. Falling to the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Pretty sure this is going to go on Armbruster. We'll wait for the signal. Yes, it is. The foul is on Ava Armbruster. Her first personal team foul, number one, on the Tigers. Weeping Waters basketball, baseline under their own basket. Inbound pass, turnaround shot off the glass, up and good. Wallace and Miller with the first 2 points of the ball game, and the Weeping Water Indians go up 2-0. Opening minute of play here at Weeping Water. 7 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here come the Lady Tigers down court. Reese McNeely in the corner on the right side of the basket. Clears the pass up top to Maddie Jones. Jones dribbles into the corner, gets the pick. Jones driving way enough, couldn't get it. The ball partially deflected, then blocked away and stolen. Coming back down is Ella Cave with the ball. Cave on the right elbow, left-handed dribble, free throw line. Ella Cave long two. Off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, putback won't go. After putback again won't go. Ball tipped around and Reese McNeely comes out with the rebound for the Tigers. Outlet pass, Armbruster down court to Elise Poppy across court on the far side. Poppy tried to put a pass inside, was looking for Kirkendall. Got the ball deflected, knocked up into the stands, touched there by Weeping Water. It'll belong to the Lady Tigers. Kirkendall will inbound it on the far side in forecourt. Finds Armbruster with the pass. Between the rings on the dribble comes Armbruster. Armbruster works to the left side with it. Gives to Maddie Jones. She holds the ball for a minute. Back up top it comes to Kirkendall. Man-to-man pressuring defense by Weeping Water. Lady Tigers not able to penetrate with it so far. Now Kirkendall tries to back into the paint. Kicks it out into the corner. Open look, Poppy driving layup. Poppy whistling a foul. And we'll have Elise Poppy at the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots for the Tigers. The foul is going to be called on Kellison Miller. On Miller, her first personal. Team foul number one on Weeping Water. At the free throw line, Elise Poppy, 5'6" senior, shooting two shots here for the Tigers. The first shot is up and good. So there's the first point of the ball game for the Lady Tigers. It's 2-1, 6:14 to play here in the first quarter. Elise Poppy, set for her second free throw. Works to the basket. Shot is on the way. Short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to Cave. She'll push it all the way to the corner baseline right side. Under the basket, a cross-court pass, left elbow. Passing up the open three there. They have the ball tipped away by Maddie Jones. Grabbed back up by Cave. Cave loses her dribble underneath the basket. Feeds it inside. Shot is up. Won't go down. Put up by Miller. Now a scramble for the basketball on the floor. And a timeout's going to be taken. I think they called a jump ball before the timeout was called here. On the possession arrow, the basketball will belong to Fall City, so no timeout will be granted, and it'll be Tigers basketball. 2-1, Weeping Water on top. Isabel Armbruster off the bench, getting set to check in for Fall City. Kirkendall takes it in for a driving lay-in that's up and off, no good, and rebounded Alexis Mogensen. Mogensen down court with the ball to Kellison Miller. Miller left wing. She's in trouble over there. Needs help. Good pressuring defense by McNeely. Top of the key, it comes to Ella Cave on the right wing. Cave reverses. Tries to dribble inside the paint. Can't get there. Gives up to Kelly Brack. Brack on the left side of the free throw circle. Back to the top of the circle with the pass. It comes to Miller. Miller may have walked there. Got away with one. Put it down into the corner right side. McAdams. Ball tipped away. A whistle. And we're going to have a foul called on the baseline on Weeping Water. Foul is going to be called. Now let me check that. Wait a minute, on McNeely. Reese McNeely called for the personal. Her first, team foul number two. McNeely called for the foul. It'll be Weeping Waters basketball. Inbounding it is Brack on the baseline. Gets it out to the right elbow. Top of the key, ball knocked away loose for a minute. Brack gets it right back and goes to Cade with the pass. Cade, one dribble to the top of the circle. That's Miller. Miller feeds to the right side. Now in the paint, free throw line. Mogensen falls to the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow, I believe, will stay with Weeping Water. They'll have the ball under their own basket. Kelly Brack, the 5'1 freshman, will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline. Left side under her own backboard. Inbounds a pass. It's stolen away and dribbled away by Kirkendall, but she dribbled it on the baseline, so possession stays with the Indians. Low-scoring contest thus far, 2-1. Weeping Water up by one. 4:52 to play here in the first quarter. The inbound pass tipped away by Maddie Jones. Almost got the steal, but it goes out of bounds off of Jones, and again, it'll stay with Weeping Water. Kellison Miller, 5'11 sophomore, to inbound it. Miller stands near midcourt. Lobs it into Brack at the midcourt line. Brack dribbles to the left elbow, gives off to Cade. Cade holds the ball above her head for a moment. Now into the paint, she penetrates, kicks it back top of the key up to McAdams. A whistle on a blocking foul called on the Tigers. Down on the baseline on the left side, the foul on the floor. Foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. On Jones, her first personal, team foul number three on the Lady Tigers. Kelly Brack to trigger it in. Baseline in the corner. Here's a three on the way from the right side, up and off, no good. Rebound, try for putback, no, they kick it out to Cade once again. Right side in the corner, that's Miller with the ball, inside Brack in traffic. Left corner, open look, three over the top, misses everything. Chasing after the rebound is Armbruster. And the jump ball is called, possession arrow this time will favor the Fall City Tigers. Clock shows 4:24 to play first quarter. Still just 2-1. Not a lot of scoring thus far in the ballgame. Not a lot of wear and tear on the backboards here so far. Into forecourt comes Ava Armbruster. Feeds to Kirkendall in the paint. Kirkendall back to Armbruster left wing. Armbruster pulls up for a long three from the right side. Banks off the glass. Doesn't go. The rebound to Kirkendall. Out to the right side. Isabel Armbruster for three. She can't get it. And the rebound taken away by Kellison Miller for the Indians. Down court, Miller with the basketball to Brack. Brack penetrates, kicks out to Cave on the left wing. Cave holds the ball left side. Now to the top of the circle, McAdams, and a whistle traveling is going to be called on the Indians. The ball goes back to Fall City. Well, we've played over 4 minutes here, 3:47 to go in the first quarter. The score just 2-1. McNeely will set down. Hannah Collier will check in to replace her. Collier into the ballgame, a 5'6 senior. For the Tigers, replacing Reese McNeely. Also onto the floor now comes Samantha Hammonds. Hammonds, a 5'5 senior, checking in for Weeping Water. Here come the Tigers with the basketball. Collier on the dribble. Feeds it underneath. Oh, nice feed to Kirkendall. Shot is up and good. Hannah Collier with the assist. Ashley Kirkendall with the basket. And the Tigers have their first field goal of the night and their first lead. Fall City leads it 3-2 with 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Kelly Brack has the ball dribbled away. Touch last by Armbruster. It'll stay with Weeping Water. Brack will inbound it. She'll trigger the pass in on the baseline just under the left side of her own backboard. Set to toss it in down on the west end of our gym here. Brack inbounds it to the corner, top of the circle. Right wing, it comes around to Cave. Ella Cave, that's a younger sister of Grace Cave, that played here, now plays at UNO. A cross-court pass. Falling to the floor, the ball is loose, picking it up, coming away with the basketball is Armbruster. Armbruster has the ball dribbled away from her, stolen, fast break Brack going the other way. Armbruster dribbling it away from her, and it goes out of bounds off of Brack. Well, Ava Armbruster recovered quickly down the court, chased after Brack, and Kelly Brack lost the ball out of bounds. Now back into the game comes Elise Poppe, replacing Isabel Armbruster. 3-2, if you're just checking in. The Fall City Tigers up by one, and we have played 5 minutes of basketball with a grand total of 5 points on the board. 2:54 to play here in the first quarter. Armbruster takes the dribble to the corner. Lob pass to Maddie Jones. Triple teamed in the paint is Jones. Ball taken away. Now a struggle for it, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will go toward Weeping Water. Reaching in there to tie up Maddie Jones was Emily Ridge, who's in the lineup now. 2:44 to play first quarter. 3-2, unbelievably, is your score, with Fall City up by one. There's just been no scoring, no offense in this first quarter in the first 5.5 minutes. Now we've got a traveling call on Ella Cave, and Weeping Water turns it over. Cave will come out of the ballgame in to replace her. Kellison Miller, the 5'11 sophomore, back onto the floor in place of Ella Cave. Ball City will have the basketball. They'll play it in backcourt on the side. Kirkendall with the inbound pass to Ava Armbruster. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 3-2 our score. Ball City up by one. Kirkendall with the basketball. Feeds into Maddie Jones. Between defenders, Jones goes up with a shot. Couldn't get it. Shot partially blocked by Miller, and Miller gets a defensive rebound. Down court, Kellison Miller with the basketball. Bounce pass right side. Gives it into Brack. Back to the right side now. Dribbling into the corner, right side, can't get to the basket, picking up her dribble. They give it to Brack under the baseline. The ball tipped away by Armbruster, goes out of bounds. Kellison Miller got in trouble down there on the right side of the lane. Here's Reese McNeely back into the lineup. She'll come in and replace Maddie Jones. Isabel Armbruster also onto the floor, replacing Ava Armbruster. So you got Isabel Armbruster, Elise Poppy, you've got McNeely, Collier, and Kirkendall on the floor now for the Lady Tigers. Weeping Waters basketball, Kelly Brack, the freshman point guard. She's just 5'1". Dribbles the ball to the top of the circle, gives it to the right side to Ridge. Ridge with a little shot that's up that doesn't go. It's out of bounds off the fingertips of Kellison Miller, and the Lady Tigers get the basketball back. Inside of 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Still just a 3-2 ball game with a minute 48 to play in the first period. Not a lot of scoring to tell you about. Scoring recap's not going to take very long at this rate. The Tigers with the basketball. Dribbling in, Kirkendall goes up with a shot, but a whistle and a foul will be called on Weeping Water. This foul is going to go on Emily Ridge. On Ridge, her first personal team foul, number two. And at the free throw line will be Ashley Kirkendall shooting two shots. She has 2 points so far on the sole field goal that Fall City has scored. This free throw is up and bounces once, twice, and then off the side. Thought that they had a chance for a minute. Hit the back heel and bounced straight up in the air. Came down off to the left and fell off. Second shot coming for Ashley Kirkendall from the charity stripe. Free throw is on the way. This one is in and out also. Wouldn't go. Missed them both. Rebound Kellison Miller for Weeping Water. Miller on the dribble at the top of the circle on the right side of the lane. Penetrates down deep into the corner. Now reverses. Looking into traffic, wanted to go into McAdams with it. Instead, Kelly Brack comes back out. Brack's an impressive little ball player. A freshman, she stands 5'1", and she's like a little water bug out there. Just scoots around left to right. She changes direction oh so quickly on that dribble. Being guarded by Hannah Collier. In for the driving lay-in. Up won't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Foul is going to be on Fall City's Reese McNeely. McNeely, her second personal, team foul number four now. And this will be a shooting foul at the free throw line for Weeping Water. Will be Samantha Hammonds. Hammonds with a chance to tie this up and maybe even give her team the lead here. It's still 3-2. Fall City by one, and we've only got a minute 10 left to play in the first quarter. McNeely will come out and take a break, and Maddie Jones back in to replace her. Ava Armbruster back onto the floor also. Samantha Hammonds at the line, shooting two shots. The first free throw is up, and it is off. No good. Say, the basketball just will not go in the hole for either team here in this first quarter. With a minute 10 to play first period, still 3-2. Hammonds to try and tie it. Second free throw is up, and it's off. Doesn't go. Ball was tipped out. Rebound, follow shot, up and good by Brinkley McAdams. McAdams got the rebound and the putback. It's 4-3. Weeping Water up by one now. Less than a minute to go in the quarter. 57 seconds to play. Armbruster has the ball stolen away on the steal. Down court comes Miller with the ball. She lost control for a minute. Now gathers the basketball in. Miller feeds it underneath. Ball tipped around and stolen with the steal under the basket. Elise Poppy out that pass. Ava Armbruster. 39 seconds to play in the quarter. Lady Tigers down by one. 4-3. Hannah Collier gets the handoff. Collier almost has the ball dribbled away. She chases it down in backcourt. Gets the ball back up court to Poppy. Poppy now needs help. Lobs it into traffic, looking for Jones. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. See who this one's on. The foul is on Brinkley McAdams, her first, team foul number three, not yet a shooting foul. 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 4-3, Weeping Water up by one. Here's Kirkendall back into the lineup, replacing Hannah Collier now for Fall City with 25 seconds to play. Kirkendall to inbound it. She'll stand under her own basket just to the right side of the backboard to lob it in. Kirkendall lobs it up top to Ava Armbruster. Feeds it back to Kirkendall. Kirkendall driving, laying up, got it. Nice move, Ashley Kirkendall. She's got 4 points. It's 5-4. Fall City back up by one with 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Here comes Weeping Water to play for the final shot. A long three from the right side. Hits off the rim, doesn't go. Try for a rebound and a putback. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Fall City. 6.8 seconds to play in the first quarter. Fall City has the basketball under the Weeping Water basket with a one-point lead, 5-4. Into Ava Armbruster. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, across the timeline. Top of the key, Kirkendall. Long three, Kirkendall off the glass, doesn't go. And after one quarter, the Fall City Tigers lead the Weeping Water Indians 5-4. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Crew State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Weeping Water High School, a low-scoring affair in the first period here. 5-4, Fall City up by one after one period. When play is resumed, we move into second quarter action. Weeping Water will have the basketball. The inbound pass to Kelly Brack. Brack across the timeline to the left elbow to Cave. In traffic, baseline, Morganson with the basketball. Back to Brack, it comes on the right elbow. Now Cave holds it at the top of the circle, tries to put it into traffic. Forcing a shot up from the left side, up and off, no good. Rebound, try for a follow shot. Put back up by Brinkley McAdams, and we'll have McAdams at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. On Jones, her second personal. Team foul number 5 on Fall City. At the line, Brinkley McAdams, a chance to tie it or maybe take the lead here. Shooting two shots. The 5'9 sophomore stands at the charity stripe, takes aim. The shot is up and got it. Got the roll, so we're tied at 5 apiece. Last time out, Weeping Water got an 11-point win over Fall City just over a week ago. 49-38 was the score last week. Franklin McAdams, second free throw is up. It's off the iron, doesn't go in there with the rebound. Is Elise Poppy. Poppy will bring the ball up court herself. Gets the pass into forecourt to Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall across court right side, Isabel Armbruster. Back into Kirkendall. She will be fouled. A big collision there. Foul is going to be called on Weeping Water. It's going to be on Kellison Miller. On Miller, her second personal. Team foul number 4 on the Indians. Fall City's basketball. Kirkendall to inbound it under her own bucket on the baseline. Kirkendall has to hurry. Close to the count. Now lobs it in. Gets it to Ava Armbruster. Clear out at the top of the circle between the rings. Armbruster with the left-handed dribble comes to the near sideline on the wing. A cross-court pass to the right side feeds Kirkendall. She looks for the cutter in the paint. Kirkendall penetrates. Kicks out to the left elbow, Maddie Jones. Jones just not able to get to the basket. They've got her covered just like a glove. Here's a move by Kirkendall. Shot is up. Oh, just off the rim. Couldn't get it down. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Fall City. Kirkendall had a good look under there and just couldn't get it to fall. Emily Ridge back into the lineup now, replacing Kellison Miller for the Indians. On the baseline, who inbound it is Kirkendall. Wait a minute. We got a push here. Trying to inbound it on Weeping Water. Foul is going to be called on Alexis Mokinson. Mokinson's first personal. And that is team foul number 5 now. Team fouls even at 5 apiece here in the ballgame. There's the inbound pass into Ava Armbruster. She stands in the corner on the right side of the basket. Armbruster can't penetrate. Defense shuts her off on the baseline. She passes back to the top of the key and gives it back to Kirkendall. Oh, Kirkendall was looking in the corner for Poppy. and she zigged when she should have zagged. Just as Kirkendall let go of the pass, Poppy broke for the baseline, and the ball goes harmlessly up into the stands. It'll be a turnover for the Lady Tigers. Indians basketball. Ella Cage, who inbound it, tosses in to Kelly Brack. She's picked up in backcourt. A little bit of pressure now being applied by Fall City. Brack still in backcourt, now gets the bounce pass across the timeline. Falling to the floor on the near side, a whistle, and oh my goodness, we just picked up the third foul on Maddie Jones, and that could be critical. The 5'7 senior, Maddie Jones, picks up her third personal with 6:43 to go still in the first half. Not a good sign there for the Tigers. Maddie Jones comes out of the ball game. McNeely checks back in. Reese McNeely to replace Maddie Jones, sitting out with three personals. Make a note of that. That came at 6:43 to go here in the second quarter. Maddie Jones in foul trouble. A tie up on the baseline. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors Weeping Water. Indians will keep it. Kelly Brack will inbound the pass under her own basket to the top of the circle. It goes inside the paint. Hogan to the right wing. There's a three on the way from the right elbow that's off. No good. The ball tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Reese McNeely. McNeely was down there battling on the baseline for that rebound, and then she touched it last, so it'll stay with Weeping Water. 6:28 to play first half. We're tied at 5 apiece. There's a bounce pass in that's going to be wide of the mark. Saved from going out of bounds nicely. Good effort there by Mogensen to save that one near midcourt. Cave with the basketball comes to Mogensen on the right side. Alexis Mogensen back up to Cave now with the ball. She holds it for a moment and finds Kelly Brack. Again, Brack, the little 5'1 freshman point guard. There, the ball is loose on the floor. Everybody fighting for it, waiting for a whistle and a jump ball call. Possession favors Fall City. Just can't get a lot of offense going here for either team right now. 6:01 to go in the first half, and our score is tied at 5 apiece after one inning, one in the third inning, 5-5 here. Fall City's basketball against pressure. They get it into Ava Armbruster. She dribbles it across the timeline, gives it to the left side. McNeely right back. It goes to Armbruster. She will be fouled down in the corner. Whistles are starting to sound pretty frequently here now. This foul will be on the Weeping Water Indians. The foul is going to be on Kelly Brack. That's her first personal. Team foul number 6. So the next one, both teams will be in the 1-1. Each team with 6 fouls. There's a shot. Ava Armbruster in the paint, up and good. Ava Armbruster got an open look in the paint. Nobody was on her. She turned around and hit the little 3-foot jumper right in front of the rim, and that puts Fall City back up by 2, 7-5. Against the pressure, the downcourt pass across the timeline to Mogensen. And we're going to have a foul called on Fall City. We're in the 1-1, so Mogensen's going to be at the line. Foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster. That's her second personal, team foul number 7. At the free throw line, Alexis Mogensen. She has not scored tonight. Right now, Fall City up 7-5 with 5:36 to go in the first half. Front end of the 1-1 is up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kirkendall. Kirkendall dribbles the ball down court herself against pressure. Gets it through the division. All the way in, driving way up, partially blocked. Ball is loose on the floor, and the rebound is taken down by Mogensen. Mogensen with the basketball across the timeline, across court pass, McAdams. McAdams to Brack on the right side. Mogensen for 3, off the rim, no. Couldn't get it. Rebound pulled underneath. Great job by Kirkendall to take that rebound away from a couple of defenders right under the basket. Timeout's going to be taken. Fall City with 5:06 to play in the first half. Tigers up 7-5. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a reminder coming up at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is standing by at Tri-County High School. We'll have the Sacred Heart Irish Girls and Lewiston Tigers for the Pioneer Conference third-place game. That'll be Followed by the boys' third-place game, Sacred Heart and Friend, and then the girls' championship, Johnson, Brock, and Lourdes, and the boys' championship, Johnson, Brock, and Tri-County. Those four games coming up over on Sunny 101.3. Here on KTNC, I'll have both the girls' and boys' championships coming up at 6 o'clock and 7:30 from here at Weeping Water, and that will be the Auburn Bulldogs involved in both of those championship games. Back to live action here with 5:05 to play in the first half. The score 7-5. Fall City up by 2. Reese McNeely on the give and go to Kirkendall. She had the ball stripped away. Here's Collier for 3 from the corner. No. And the rebound comes down to Weeping Water. Anna Collier had an open look down in the corner left side, rimmed it in and out of there. It was in for a minute and popped back out on her. Here comes Weeping Water, trailing by 2. Lob pass underneath. Ball is tipped around. Everybody chases it. Looks like Fall City touched it last. Weeping Water will have the basketball. Back into the lineup for the Indians. Kellison Miller onto the floor. Miller checks in. She will replace Alexis Mokinson for the Indians. 4:40 to go. First half, 7-5. Fall City with a 2-point lead. Elise Poppy back into the lineup. Hannah Collier goes back to the bench for Fall City. Left elbow. Inbounding it is Kelly Brack. Brack comes up to Cave with the basketball. That's Ella Cave to the right side. Emily Ritz lobs inside. Open look right side for 3 off the glass. No. The rebound. Follow shot. Put back won't go by Cave. Follow back. Put back again by Cave won't go. And finally, a whistle on a foul. The foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. Her first personal at the free throw line will be Ella Cave. Cave has not scored yet this afternoon. She'll be shooting 2 shots this trip up. Ella Cave at the line. Takes aim, bends the knee, shot is on the way up, and good. That makes it 7-6 now. Fall City's lead trimmed to 1. No team has led by more than 2 points here in the ballgame in this low-scoring contest. Ella Cave will try to tie it here with 4:26 to go in the first half. Cave looks at the basket. Shot is on the way. This one is in and out of there, and the Tigers still up by 1 now at 7-6. You have to think that eventually the ball's got to start falling for one or both of these teams. They just haven't been able to put it down. There's a driving lay-in up off, no good. Rebound, follow shot. Kirkendall can't get it. And the rebound pulled down by Emily Ridge. Boy, the Tigers had 2 excellent opportunities there and came away empty-handed. Couldn't get it to drop. Came to the right wing. Ridge for 3. It's in and out of there. The ball just will not fall for these girls. Fall City came down with the rebound. Then we had a whistle on the foul. It's going to be called on Weeping Water. The foul is, I believe, the foul is going to be called. Well, now I'm waiting on Brinkley McAdams. On McAdams, her second personal. That's team foul number 7. So that means we walk to the other end and put Ava Armbruster at the free throw line. She'll be shooting 1-1. Armbruster, a 5'5 junior, has not been to the free throw line yet tonight. She does have 2 points on 1 field goal. Front end of the 1-1 is up and good. Ava Armbruster hits the front end of the 1-1. That puts Fall City back up by 2 now at 8-6 with 3:56 to go in the first half. We're more than halfway through the second stanza. Armbruster's second free throw is up, and it's good also. She got them both. Ava Armbruster now with 4 points in the game. 9-6, biggest lead for either team here. Fall City up by 3. Kelly Brack hands the ball to her teammate, Miller, to the right side. Miller tries to lob it inside. Ball is loose. Grabbed up under the basket by Miller once again. Bounce pass to Miller in the corner. She tries to drive the baseline. Jump shot is up. No. Rebound underneath. Taken away by Isabel Armbruster. Outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster down court. Spin move in the paint. Top of the key. Gives it to Kirkendall. Whistle traveling is going to be called on Kirkendall. Well, a tough move, that little stutter step at the top of the circle. They'll call you and get you every time. Here's McNeely back into the lineup, and Maddie Jones will take a breather. Boy, Maddie Jones has been working hard under there, and she just cannot get a look at the basket. They've got, seem like they're double-teaming her every time the ball comes close. Ella Cave comes into forecourt and double dribbles. Another turnover for Weeping Water. So this has been far from error-free basketball on both sides of the ball here. Fall City hanging on to a 3-point lead in what so far is a single-digit scoring affair, 9-6, with 3:19 to go in the first half. Ava Armbruster sets the offense with a pass to the right side to Elise Poppy. Poppy, free throw line, off balance, gets rid of the ball to Isabel Armbruster, to Reese McNeely, right wing. Around the horn to the near side it comes, lob pass McNeely in the paint. give and go to Armbruster, Isabel Armbruster, right side. They cover her up defensively. Now Kirkendall takes it to the baseline. Had a look, didn't take it, kicks it back to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster floater up from the right side, won't go. The ball just will not go in the hole for either team here tonight. That's a 90% shot under there. You'd expect to go in the basket and just won't fall. 9-6, Fall City by 3. 2 minutes, 39 seconds to play in the first half of our ball game here at Weeping Water. Indians with the ball now on the attack offensively. Kellison Miller goes to Ella Cave in the corner. Back to Miller, around to Kelly Brack. Brack holds it on the left elbow, guarded in the man-to-man by Ava Armbruster. Inside the paint, they kick it out to the right side. This is Hammonds. Hammonds feeds it underneath. Left side, shot up off the glass, and good. Getting the basket is Kellison Miller, and she is fouled. Miller will be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. That's Armbruster's third personal, so she's got three. Maddie Jones has three. That will bring Hannah Collier off the bench in replacing Ava Armbruster. Both Armbruster and Jones on the bench with three fouls each, and that could be a big factor before this ball game is over. At the free throw line for the and one is Emily Ridge. The shot is up and good. Ridge got it down. Ties our score now at 9 apiece. And the ball knocked away. Ball City will get it back. They'll play it in on the baseline underneath the basket, waiting for the inbound. Going to have to hurry. Now in the corner, trapped is Poppy. Poppy does a good job of getting it back. Ridge got the free throw a moment ago, tied it up at 9 apiece on the and one shot. Tigers with the basketball now into forecourt. Reese McNeely comes to the near side with it. Lob pass underneath the basket. Kirkendall off the glass. Up and good. Nice feed to Ashley Kirkendall. She's got 6 points. And it's 11-9 now once again, with the Tigers back up by two. But just like that, another quick foul as Brack brings the ball up the court. We'll put Brack at the line. This foul is going to be on Hannah Collier. On Collier, her first personal. Team foul number 10, so we're in the double bonus now. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, is Kelly Brack. She has not scored this afternoon. First free throw is up and off. Won't go. Maddie Jones is going to re-enter the ball game and replace Lisa McNeely. So Maddie Jones with three personal fouls back into the game here with a minute 46 to go in the first half. Kelly Brack ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is up and good, so she makes one out of two. And the lead is back to one now for Fall City, 11-10. Inbound the ball to Hannah Collier. Collier in backcourt, gives up to Maddie Jones. Jones dribbles across the timeline and works to the right elbow with it. Now a little give and go. Jones goes in. Oh, nice pass across from Jones, and they call her for an offensive foul. And that is Maddie Jones' fourth personal. What an unfortunate turn of events for Maddie Jones. She made a nice move to the basket. You wouldn't expect it to happen on the offensive end of the floor, so it was a dangerous gamble by Coach Andy Armbruster to put Maddie Jones back in near the end of this first half when she already had three fouls. Gambled and lost on that one. She quickly picks up her fourth, and Maddie Jones, the leading scorer on this team, goes to the bench with four personal fouls, a minute 25 to play here in the first half. 11-10, Fall City up by one. You got to get the feeling that having the lead at halftime is going to be important in this, a psychological thing for these two teams. There's a jump ball called. Diving in there is Hannah Collier. She ties up Kelly Brack. Good move by Collier defensively to get the tie up. Jump ball favors Weeping Water. They'll have the ball under their own basket to inbound it. Bounce pass underneath. Shot off the glass. No! Oh, a point blank range under the basket shot. And even those won't fall for these two teams. Here come the Tigers into forecourt. Ava Armbruster gets it from Kirkendall, goes back to Kirkendall with a pass. She stands at the free throw line, gives up top Hannah Collier to the near side. Back to Ava Armbruster. 53 seconds to go. Fall City may decide just to play for one here. No, here's Isabel Armbruster for three. She got it. Isabel Armbruster hits the three-pointer from the right elbow. It's a four-point Fall City lead, biggest lead of the game. 14-10 now, 35 seconds to play in the first half. Let's see if the Tiger defense can get back and hold on to this four-point lead. Here's a steal. Ball tipped away. Elise Poppy. Poppy on the breakaway lay-in at the other end. Shot is up and good. Elise Poppy with the steal and the breakaway for the fast break lay-in. It's 16-10, and it's a six-point Fall City lead, but we've got another foul going to be called on the Tigers. I think Hannah Collier was going after the loose basketball, and Hannah picks up her second personal. We're in the double bonus. We will send Kelly Brack to the free throw line to shoot two shots. 22 seconds to play here in the first half. Brack is one out of two from the line so far this afternoon. The first of two shots is on the way. It's up and good. Kelly Brack gets the first of two. Well, momentarily there, Fall City was up 16-10, and in this game, a six-point lead, that's pretty significant in this low-scoring contest. Kelly Brack will try and trim the lead to four here with 22 seconds to play. Brack, the freshman, launches the shot. It's up, it's off. It doesn't go. The rebound to Reese McNeely. McNeely, with her outlet pass, gives it up to Elise Poppy. Poppy feeds across to Kirkendall. 14 seconds. Kirkendall in the paint. Feeds it underneath. Collier was standing out of bounds when she caught the ball. What an unfortunate break. Hannah Collier was all alone under the basket, but she had her foot on the line out of bounds. They threw the ball. It's a turnover. Now with 8 seconds to go, Weeping Water has a chance. That would have been almost a sure two for Collier had she not been standing on the line. And, oh, a travel call against Weeping Water gives the ball back to Fall City with 3.3 seconds to go. And here's Ava Armbruster back onto the floor playing with three fouls. They gambled with Maddie Jones, and now she's got four. Ava checks in with 3.3 seconds to play. Inbounding is Kirkendall right in front of our broadcast table. Into Armbruster, 2 seconds, 1 second. Armbruster, long three, got it! The basket count, she hit the basket from just across the midcourt line, a three-point buzzer beater, Ava Armbruster, and what a boost that could be for the Lady Tigers as they now go to the locker room with their biggest lead of the ball game, up by 8, 19-11. Ava Armbruster checks in with three fouls, with 3 seconds to play, and she pays off with hitting the three-pointer to beat the buzzer. That thing was just across the midcourt line into forecourt, and she put that one up from down in the parking lot and got it to fall. 19-11, your halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Weeping Water High School. It's halftime. The Fall City Lady Tigers leading the Weeping Water Indians 19-11. It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, it's been a while since I've seen a game where both teams were struggling to get the ball to go through the hoop like they have here this afternoon. The ball just won't fall for either team. At the half, 19-11 our score, Fall City on top. Taking a look at the individual scoring for Weeping Water, Brinkley McAdams with 3, Emily Ridge has 3, Kelly Brack with 2, Kellison Miller has 2, and Ella Cave added 1 for their total of 11. From the free throw line, Weeping Water hit 5 out of 13 in that first half. Scoring for the Lady Tigers of Fall City, Ava Armbruster has 7, including that 3-point buzzer beater at the end of the half. 6 points for Ashley Kirkendall, Isabel Armbruster with 3, and Elise Poppy has 3 for their total of 19. From the free throw line, Fall City hit 3 out of 6 in the first half of the ball game. Don't forget, coming up later tonight here on KTNC, we'll have the girls' third place game between the Fall City, the girls' third place game. Coming up, as Fall City playing Weeping Water right now, the girls' championship will be Auburn versus Elmwood Murdoch, and then the boys' championship, Auburn versus Freeman. Those games coming up at 6 o'clock and at 7:30, respectively, here on KTNC. Also, right now, over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon's getting set to go at the top of the hour. The Sacred Heart Irish taking on Lewiston in the third-place consolation game of the Pioneer Conference. Lots of basketball coming up this afternoon and this evening for you, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute break, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with third quarter action live from Weeping Water. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City. For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. Mostly clear skies this early morning, a low around 16, a southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, high near 38, a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 7, a north-northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Friday, sunny, high near 31. Friday night, mostly clear, low around 23. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 51. Saturday night, mostly clear, low around 29. Sunday, sunny, high near 51. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 34. Monday, mostly cloudy, high near 54. Monday night, partly cloudy, low around 31. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 45. Tuesday night, low around 25. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again here to Weeping Water, ready to move to third quarter action. The Fall City Lady Tigers up by 8, 19-11. Neither team able to score with any regularity in that first half. Let's see what happens. Courtesy of Ava Armbruster on the three-pointer at the buzzer, Fall City got to the locker room with this 8-point lead. Tigers basketball to start the third period. The ball was stolen, dribbled away by Kelly Brack. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Ella Cave, and here comes Weeping Water. That first possession got away for Fall City to start this second half. Cave with the basketball goes to McAdams in the paint, and the ball is stolen right back by Elise Poppy. Poppy is double-teamed, and then the ball is dribbled away from her and knocked out of bounds by Kelly Brack. It'll stay with the Tigers. Full court pressure being applied now. Weeping Water is going to come out and apply pressure here in this second half and challenge every inbound pass. Now the officials are having a discussion. I believe they're going to give the ball to Weeping Water. It looked like Weeping Water tipped it away, but they're going to say touch last by Fall City. Indians get the ball back. Allison Miller to inbound in forecourt on the side. Lob pass comes in to Alexis Mogensen. Back to Miller. Ellison Miller goes to the corner right side, and a foul on the baseline again. Very clear. This foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall, her first personal, team foul number one of the half. Maddie Jones with four personals, Ava Armbruster with three. Fall City in a little bit of a foul situation right now in this ballgame. Here's Ella Cave at the free throw line where she picks up her dribble and passes off to Ellison Miller on the right elbow. Back it comes to Cave, down into the corner, bounce pass right side, McAdams. McAdams and Cave play catch with it on the outside perimeter. Trying to tip the ball away was Elise Poppy, and she'll be called for the foul on Elise, her second personal, team foul number two on the Tigers. 7:07 to play, third period, opening minute of this third stanza, 19-11, Fall City up by 8. Ella Cave has the basketball with her pass to Kelly Brack. And a push foul underneath is going to go on Fall City. Yes, it is. My goodness. Reese McNeely just picks up her third personal. That's three team fouls in the first minute of this third quarter. We haven't even played a minute, and already three team fouls on Fall City. Here's a steal on the inbound pass. Coming up with it is Poppy. Gives it to Ava Armbruster. She's dribbling in the corner, starts up court with it. Lots of contact down there, no whistle, and Armbruster gets it across the midcourt strike. Gets to Kirkendall in the paint. Kirkendall, spin move, had an open look, didn't realize it behind her. now a reach in foul on Weeping Water. I'll tell you, they are calling this thing close. That's on Brinkley McAdams. McAdams picks up her third personal, team foul number one. McAdams comes out of the ballgame. She will be replaced by Emily Ridge. 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Three team fouls in the opening minute of the third quarter for Fall City. Driving lay-in, Kirkendall, basket counts, and she's fouled. They're going to give her the basket. Yes, must be the old NBA continuation rule here. The basket counts, and the foul on Ella Cave. I would not have been surprised if they would have waved that one off, but they gave it to Ashley Kirkendall. She's got 8 points and has the end one coming up. It's a 10-point Fall City lead. Kirkendall, free throw is up. It's good. It's an 11-point Fall City lead. And the Tigers, 22-11 at the 6:30 mark here of the third quarter. A 11-point lead. Here's a shot at the other end. Off, won't go down for Miller. Rebound pulled down by Armbruster. Ava Armbruster brings the ball down quarter self. Goes to Kirkendall on the left wing. Kirkendall works into the traffic. Double teamed in the paint. Up to Poppy. Bounce pass left elbow. McNeely jump shot left side baseline. Won't go. Poppy battles for the rebound and is taken down and cleared out underneath the basket by Kellison Miller. Miller with a down court pass on a fast break. They feed it under the basket. Shot is up. Doesn't go. Blocked away. Knocked out of bounds by Ava Armbruster. Boy, a point blank shot under there by Emily Ridge wouldn't fall. Armbruster got a hand on the basketball. Probably lucky not for another foul there. Here's Hannah Collier into the lineup, replacing Elise Poppy now. Collier, 5'6", senior, back onto the floor. Kind of the man on this team, sixth girl, if you speak here. With the ball is Ella Cave. It's the inbound pass. She'll dribble with the free throw line, pulls up, thought about the shot, turns it down. Instead, goes with a cross-court pass to Mokinson. Mokinson gets it down into Brack. Brack can go nowhere. Ball stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Ava Armbruster. Armbruster on the right elbow into forecourt. Beats Kirkendall for three. Left elbow off the rim. Retracker follow shot. Put back. Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Isabel Armbruster shooting two for the Lady Tigers. The foul is going to be called on Kellison Miller. Her third personal, team foul number two on the Indians. Isabel Armbruster has 3 points on a three-point bucket back in the second quarter. Here she'll be shooting two shots. The first of two is on the way. It's up. It's good. Fall City has extended the lead down to 23-11, a 12-point lead in what was nearly a scoreless game in the first half. Isabel Armbruster's second free throw is up, and it is off. This one won't go. The ball is tipped around. Weeping Water with the rebound. So 23-11, the lead is 12 here at the 5:30 mark to go in the ballgame. Now, with the basketball is Ella Cave. Clear out near the midcourt circle. She hands it to Kelly Brack, Fall City, in the man-to-man defense, giving chase back to the top of the circle to Miller. Miller, a cross-court pass to the far side, finds Mokinson with it. Now they're just working the ball, passing it back and forth outside the three-point arc, not able to penetrate into the paint to get to the hoop. Trying to move to the free throw line is Emily Rich. To the right elbow, Mokinson, free throw line, pulls up a timeout taken by Weeping Water. 4:52 to go, third quarter, 23-11. Fall City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
I'm Krista Corney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
My name is Randy Catula, describing your play-by-play this afternoon from Weeping Water. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer at the KTMC studios on Stone Street in downtown Fall City. Aaron will be back with us this evening for that doubleheader coming up tonight at 6 o'clock and 7:30. We'll have both the girls and boys championship games here in the ECNC tournament. Back to live action here on the baseline. Weeping Water with the basketball. It's tipped away out of bounds. Kirkendall got a hand on the basketball. Actually knocked it out of bounds on the far side. It belonged to Weeping Water. They'll play it in forecourt on the side. 4:44 to go, third quarter. It's 23-11. Fall City with a 12-point advantage. And Weeping Water, their shooting woes continue here with only 11 points. And four of those have come from the free throw line. Here's a steal coming up with it. Reese McNeely. Good job defensively by McNeely in the corner. Stepped up and intercepted the pass and hands it up to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster with the ball in the corner left side in the paint. A little floating shot up and off the rim. It sat on the rim for the longest time and did not drop in the hole. Looked like a sure two for Ava Armbruster, and it just sat there forever and then fell off to the left side. Rebound comes to Weeping Water. They come down and set the offense. Ella Kay works the ball on a lob pass underneath. It's deflected, knocked away. Shot is up off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound. Reese McNeely. Outlet pass to Hannah Collier. Collier with the basketball. Goes into the corner. Finds Kirkendall. Across court. All alone. Isabel Armbruster up and good. Isabel Armbruster all alone under the basket. Kirkendall saw her. Got the pass over. And the lead up now to 25-11. Up to 14 points for the Tigers. Ella Kay goes to the left side. She's going to get fouled as she goes up with a shot. Probably on Hannah Collier. Collier took the baseline away from her. And the foul is going to be on Collier. That's her third personal, team foul number four on the Lady Tigers. Ella Kay will be at the line. She is one out of two from the line tonight. Has 1 point in the ballgame. Ella Kay, first of two shots, is on the way. It's up and it's off. Those free throws just will not fall. Weeping Water only went 5 out of 13 in the first half. They're now 5 of 14 from the charity stripe. The ball just not dropping for them. Isabel Armbruster comes out of the ball game. Elise Poppy checks back in for the Fall City Tigers. 25-11. Fall City with a 14-point lead, and Ella Kay at the line, the second of two free throws. It's on the way up, and this one is off. Doesn't go. Hannah Collier took the rebound away, and the outlet pass goes out to the left elbow to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster down court with the basketball. Left elbow. Reverses her dribble. Comes to the free throw line. In the paint to Collier in the corner. Hannah Collier for three off the rim. No. Couldn't get a rebound. Follow shot. McNeely is there. Reese McNeely with her first 2 points of the ball game. Got the put back on the offensive rebound. And it's 27-11 now. The lead, believe unbelievably, 16 points for Fall City. They lost to this team by 11 last week by a score of 49-38. Tigers playing much better tonight. Weeping Water just not able to hit the basket. There's nearly a steal by Collier. Now inside the paint with it goes Hammonds. Her pass to the corner. Come back to Hammonds. Turnaround shot baseline. In and out. The ball won't go in the hole. Hammonds had the rebound. Tied up for a moment by McNeely. Back to the corner. Dribbling in. Driving. Laying up. Off won't go. And Miller will be at the free throw line. Kellison Miller will be shooting two shots. See who this foul is going to go on. Foul will be on Reese McNeely. So now McNeely has four personals. Maddie Jones has four personals. Ava Armbruster has three personals. Fouls are going to be an issue before we're done here. The first of two free throws is up and good. Getting the first one to fall was Kellison Miller. Miller is now one out of two from the free throw line. She has 3 points. Miller is a 5'11 sophomore in the starting lineup here. Kellison Miller, second free throw. It's short, won't go. A rebound and a putback is up that won't go. Rebound tipped around. Grabbed up underneath the basket by McAdams. Her shot is over the top, doesn't go. Isabel Armbruster has the rebound. Outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. 2:21 to play in the third quarter. 27-12, a 15-point Tiger lead. With the ball, Isabel Armbruster has it taken away in the baseline. The ball is loose. Now grabbed up underneath by Kirkendall, and she's going to be fouled. Lots of whistles in this one. Foul is going to be on the Indians. Called on Ella Cave, her second personal, team foul number four on Weeping Water. Fall City's basketball. Kirkendall lobs it into Collier at the top of the key. Collier had it chipped away, then got the ball back. Ella Cave was there with her. Hannah Collier just ripped it away from her. Collier. Pass goes into the corner, Kirkendall. Kirkendall looking for the cutter in the paint. Nothing there to the top of the circle. Elise Poppy holds it. Oh, Poppy tries to go into the corner to Armbruster. She saves it from going out of bounds. A step on the baseline. It'll be a turnover. and give the ball back to Weeping Water. And that's the one thing that Fall City can least afford to do, is to give up these possessions, unforced turnovers. 1:45 to play now in the third quarter. 27-12, a 15-point Fall City lead. But Fall City in a lot of foul trouble. Hey, let's see if they can hang on to this lead. Enough, yet another foul on the Tigers. This one probably on Kirkendall. Let's see. Yes, it is. Ashley Kirkendall has two. Maddie Jones has four. Reese McNeely has four. Ava Armbruster has three. Hannah Collier has three. The question's going to be, if Fall City gets in any further foul trouble, there's a follow shot that on a putback that won't go. A fight for the rebound and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Weeping Water. The question's going to be, with Fall City in as much foul trouble as they are, if they start losing starters off the floor, can the backups hang on to this 15-point lead and get out of here with the win here in the conference tournament? We'll see what transpires. It's all about the whistles. Here's a move to the bucket. Lay-in up and off doesn't go, and the rebound to Isabel Armbruster. Outlet pass to her sister, Ava Armbruster. Ava will bring it up court. 1:15 to play. Fall City with a 15-point lead. Maybe no hurry here. Well, Armbruster launches a three that's partially blocked. Hammond's got the block, and here comes Weeping Water with a chance to answer now. Fall City had a chance to slow it down and maybe play for one with a 15-point lead. They tried to launch the three and got it blocked. Moving to the basket on the right side baseline. The ball taken away, and a whistle and a foul. And they're going to call it a shooting foul. Oh, my. Interesting. Fouls on Hannah Collier. So now Collier has four personals, as well as Maddie Jones and Reese McNeely. Everybody in a lot of foul trouble. At the free throw line, Brinkley McAdams. She is one out of two from the line, has 3 points in this afternoon's ball game. McAdams' free throw is up. It's good. So that 15-point lead down to 14. Keep in mind, the Tigers had a 15-point lead and had the basketball with a chance maybe to run the clock down. Elected not to do so. Brinkley McAdams' second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's good. Hit him both. Now, 54 seconds to go. Let's see if the Lady Tigers slow it down a little this time, up by 13. No, they're going to take it in for a driving layup. Ava Armbruster draws the foul, however, and she will go to the line to shoot two shots. The foul on Brinkley McAdams, so now McAdams has four personals. Into the lineup for Fall City. Checking in for the first time is Caitlin Titus. Titus, 5'5 sophomore, will come in for Hannah Collier. First free throw is up and good for Ava Armbruster. She's got 8 points now, including a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. That puts the lead back to 14 at 28-14 with 48 seconds left to play here in this third quarter. Ava Armbruster at the line. Second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. She hit them both. Armbruster 4-for-4 from the line, has 9 points now. It's 29-14, a 15-point Tiger lead. Clock is down to 40 seconds to go. There's a shot up and off, won't fall. Rebound brought down by Kirkendall. Putting up the shot was Kelly Brack right under the basket. Kirkendall came down with the ball. Held ball is called. Jump ball, possession arrow, Fall City. 37 seconds to go. Collier back into the lineup, replacing Caitlin Titus. Hannah Collier back onto the floor. 37 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ava Armbruster comes up court on the dribble. Her team up by 15 now, 25-14. And this time they will elect to slow it down and play for one shot here. Ava Armbruster into the corner left wing. Baseline left side. Inside it goes to Poppy. Driving lay-in, no. Rebound is loose. It's on the floor. Brack has the basketball. She dribbles out and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. What else is new? Let's see. Foul's going to be called on Isabel Armbruster. That's her first personal. And that is the 18th foul. We're in the 1-1. We walk to the other end and put Kelly Brack at the line to shoot 1-1. She is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Has 2 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up and off. No good. Rebound. Isabel Armbruster up to Hannah Collier. Collier across the timeline with 12 seconds. Gives the ball up to Isabel. Over to Ava Armbruster. Timeout taking Fall City with 8.5 seconds to play in the period. 29-14. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed?
Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, if you've been listening carefully, here's a stat for you. With 8.5 seconds to play in the third quarter, the Weeping Water Indians have not scored a field goal in the entire third period. They put 3 points up on 3 of 7 from the free throw line. And those girls have to feel like they're 0 for a million right now because they put up so many shots underneath that just can't get them to drop. Let's see what Coach Andy Armbruster cooked up here during the timeout. 8.5 seconds to go. His team up by 15, 29-14. And here as we near the end of the third quarter. There's the inbound pass to Ava Armbruster in backcourt. 6 seconds, 5 seconds across the timeline. Armbruster, top of the key, left up the jump shot. Kirkendall up, couldn't get it. And at the end of three quarters, the Falls City Lady Tigers leading the Weeping Water Indians 29-14. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again in Weeping Water High School gym. Randy Gatula with you here on the play-by-play. Third place consolation game of the ECNC Conference Tournament. The Falls City Lady Tigers leading the Weeping Water Indians 29-14 after three quarters. Weeping Water did not score a field goal in the entire third stanza. All three of their points came on a 3 of 7 shooting from the free throw line. So now we move into the fourth and final stanza. Falls City in a lot of foul trouble. There's going to be an offensive foul called on Weeping Water. Ava Armbruster took quite a beating on that. Boy, she went to the floor hard. Lots of contact. Brinkley McAdams has just fouled out of the ballgame. So while Falls City's in a lot of foul trouble, Weeping Water is the first team to lose somebody to fouls. Brinkley McAdams fouls out with her fifth personal, and that happened in the first 3 seconds of the period. Falls City's basketball. The inbound pass to Isabel Armbruster. Gives it back up to Kirkendall. A little bit of pressure being applied by Weeping Water now. Armbruster in no hurry here at the top of the circle. Dribbles to the left elbow, into the corner left side to Isabel Armbruster. Baseline left side, Reese McNeely. They feed it underneath. Shot is up and off. Won't go down for Isabel Armbruster. And the rebound comes down to Kellison Miller. Fast break at the other end. Brack couldn't get it. And the rebound, Maddie Jones. Jones is back in the ballgame now. She sat out for most of the last two periods with four personals. Maddie Jones back on the floor. Let's see if she can spark a little offense here for the Tigers. Playing with four personals. Jones underneath. Shot is up. No. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back Jones. No. Whistle. Foul is going to be called. Maddie Jones will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Alexis Mogensen. On Mogensen, her second personal. That is team foul number 7. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Maddie Jones. She has not scored tonight. She's been setting up in foul trouble. Free throw is up, hits the back of the rim, and doesn't go. It won't fall. Another attempt coming for the 5'7 senior. It's unusual for Maddie Jones not to be in the scoring column for Falls City. Second shot for Maddie Jones. It's up, and this one is good. She's in the scorebook with a point. The lead now 30-14, a 16-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Here's a turnaround shot on the baseline that won't go. I'm telling you, Weeping Water just cannot buy a field goal at any price. played the entire third quarter without a field goal. They only had, let me look, one field goal in the entire second quarter. So they just haven't been able to hit from the field. All right, 30-14. Ball City up by 16, but they're in foul trouble. Let's see if the girls can hold on and get out of here with a third-place win in the conference tournament. 6:51 to go in the ball game. A give-and-go. Underneath, Maddie Jones, turnaround shot. She couldn't get it down. Missed the basket. Emily Ridge has the rebound. Ridge at down court with her pass to Kellison Miller. Miller across to the right side. Brack, driving layup. Brack, got it! Kelly Brack with the first field goal since back in the second quarter when they only got one. Finally, a field goal for the Weeping Water Indians. Kelly Brack breaks the scoring ice, makes it 30-16 now. The lead is 14. Here comes Fall City down offensively. Isabel Armbruster moves to the basket. She will be fouled. And the foul is going to be on Emily Rich, Emily's second personal. Team foul number 8. We're in the 1-1. At the free throw line, Isabel Armbruster. She has made 1-2 from the line tonight. She has 6 points in the ballgame. Isabel Armbruster, the front end of the 1-1, is up and good. Armbruster, now 2 out of 3 from the line. She'll have another shot coming. 31-16. The lead is 15 with 6:16 to go in the ballgame. Isabel Armbruster, second shot. Got it. The sophomore hit them both that time. She's now 3 out of 4 from the line. It's 32-16. With the ball, Weeping Water, down to set their offense. Nearly stolen away by Kirkendall. The ball goes out of bounds, but Kirkendall gets it last. She was over there battling with Kellison Miller for that loose basketball. 6:04 to go in the game. Weeping Water's basketball. Ball tipped away and stolen on the steal. Isabel Armbruster's going to let the ball go out of bounds. It'll stay with Fall City. Tigers keep the ball. Isabel did a great job. She should get some kind of a thespian award for that one because it was clear that she touched the ball last, but she acted as though she had not. And as a result, Fall City got the ball. That was sweet. Inbound to pass. Armbruster feeds it underneath. Moving to the basket, Kirkendall. To Isabel Armbruster on the left elbow on the wing. Baseline underneath, Maddie Jones with the ball in the corner. Jones takes a couple of dribbles, launches a three from the corner and got it. Maddie Jones hits the three. Her first field goal of the night comes at 5:38 to go in the ballgame. There's a layup at the other end up and good. Answering quickly was Emily Rich with a two-pointer. Makes it 35-18. The lead is still 17 points for Fall City. The clock down to 5:25. Really, the Lady Tigers have no reason to be in any hurry to attack the basket, not with this big of a lead in a low-scoring contest. And we just about had another turnover. We're going to have a foul called on Weeping Water. This foul is going to be on Kellison Miller. The officials have given us a heavy dose of the whistles here this afternoon, both directions. At the free throw line will be Elise Poppy. She is 1 out of 2 from the line, has 3 points in the ballgame. Here she's shooting 1-1. Shot is up and good. Elise Poppy now with 4 points in the game. Makes it 36-18. Lady Tigers have doubled up the score now on Weeping Water after losing to them by 11 points just less than a week ago. Second shot is up and good. In fact, it was a week ago last night, I believe, that we played here. Elise Poppy hits both free throws. Makes it 37-18, biggest lead yet, a 19-point advantage for the Lady Tigers with 5:09 to go in the ballgame. Keeping her eye on those foul totals, though. That could be critical. Emily Rich handles the ball, gives it up to Kelly Brack. Brack backs the ball out between the rings at the top of the circle. Now does a spin move inside the paint to Hammonds in the corner for three. It's up and off, no good. Ball tipped away. Good job down there by Reese McNeely. Battling for that basketball. Reese McNeely was just 2 points in the game, but let me tell you what, that young lady has a big impact on the ball game. Maybe not on the scorebook, but the job that she does under the basket, battling for those rebounds and preserving possessions for the Lady Tigers. It's huge what she's able to do on the baseline. Kirkendall brings the ball down court for the Lady Tigers, takes it to the right side of the lane, and now clears it back up top to Ava Armbruster. Off to Reese McNeely on the left wing. Near side, Ashley Kirkendall just holds the basketball. Coming out to challenge her is Kellison Miller. Now she gives it up to Ava Armbruster. Down inside of 4.5 minutes to go now. 4:26 on the clock. McNeely with the basketball, hands up to Armbruster. They're running this weave at the top of the key. Armbruster is knocked to the floor. We'll have a whistle and a foul called on Kelly Brack. On Brack, her second personal. Team foul number 10. We're in the double bonus at the free throw line. Will be Ava Armbruster shooting two shots for the Lady Tigers. She has 9 points here, shooting two, a chance to get into double figures. Armbruster free throw is up and good. She now has 10. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. It's going to be fun. We want to share all the individual numbers, let you know how your favorite player performed this afternoon here. Ava Armbruster, 10 points so far, looking for number 11 right here. Shot is on the way up. It's good. She hit them both. Tigers have done very well at the free throw line. They were only 3 of 6 in the first half. They've only missed two. They're like 8 of 10 or so here. There's a long two from the left side up and good by Samantha Hammonds. Another field goal, and that's newsworthy for Weepinwater when they get one to drop. All right, here's Fall City with the ball up by 19, leading it 39 to 20. Tigers slowing things down a little bit, making Weeping Water come out and give chase. Kirkendall just dribbling between the circles. Backs clear out to the midcourt circle before handling the ball to Ava Armbruster. Gives it right back to Kirkendall. Now Hannah Collier handles the ball on the dribble. Collier bounce pass left side. McNeely inside the paint. Maddie Jones moves to the basket. Kicks it out onto the wing. A cross-court pass back to McNeely. Reese McNeely, baseline left side, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster across to the right side with it, McNeely. Armbruster goes flying to the floor, sprawled across the free throw lane. Now Maddie Jones pulls up with a 10-foot jumper, doesn't get it, but she's fouled, and we'll put Maddie Jones at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Lady Tigers. Foul is going to be called on Samantha Hammonds, her first personal. We're in the double bonus. All of this happening with 3 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Fall City in command here, 39 to 20. Maddie Jones, free throw is up and good. Maddie Jones sat out most of this ball game in foul trouble. She picked up her fourth foul with 6:43 to play back in the first half. That's how long she's been out. All right, Maddie Jones, second free throw. It's up and good also. Maddie Jones with a good accounting of herself here late. She's got 6 quick points here in the fourth quarter, and it's 41 to 20. Biggest lead yet, 21-point lead. What a surprise here for the fans from Fall City to see a dominating performance against a team that you lost to by 11 last Friday night. Friday night, the final was Weeping Water 49, Fall City 38. Weeping Water Lady Indians not getting anywhere close to the 49 points they put up on this team Friday night. Right now, 41 to 20. The ball just has not dropped. Not really well for either team. Here's a steal on the inbound by Reese McNeely. Gets it up to Ava Armbruster, and now it's just a matter of getting some time to run off the clock here with a 21-point lead. Fall City with the ball. Maddie Jones in the corner. Again, we invite you. Here's Ava underneath the Hannah Collier. Oh, a bunny, and it got away. Hannah's going to wish she had that one back. She had an open look under the basket. It just wouldn't go in the hole for her, but that's not been unusual this afternoon for both of these teams for those easy shots underneath not to fall. Brack driving for a layup, can't get it. Collier's there and rips the rebound away. Hannah Collier comes away with the basketball, but they call it jump ball, held ball, possession arrow goes to Weeping Water. 2 minutes, 28 seconds to play here in the ballgame. 41 to 20. Fall City with the lead. Here's Weeping Water's Hammonds with a shot off the glass, and that's one she just kind of threw up there, and Samantha Hammonds got that one to fall. With the ball down court comes Kirkendall. They try to come up behind her for the steal. Kirkendall picks up the dribble just in time and gives it up to Ava Armbruster. Nearing the 2 minute mark to go now. 2:08 to play in the ball game. In the corner is Maddie Jones. She works toward the basket on the baseline. She's cut off there. A cross court pass grabbed up by Armbruster. Floating. Shot blocked away. Whistle and a foul on Weeping Water. And that's got to be frustrating for the young lady from Weeping Water because it looked like Kellison Miller got a clean swat of that ball. And Miller has just fouled out of the ball game. Her fifth personal. She leaves the game tonight with 3 points in the contest. And that will send to the free throw line for Fall City, Ava Armbruster. Ava with 11 points in the game, including 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's been perfect this afternoon. Here she's shooting two shots. The first is on the way up, and it's good. Arm Booster having a good afternoon at the charity stripe. 7 out of 7, 12 points in the game for the junior, including that three-point buzzer beater at the end of the first half. Second free throw up. It's good. She's now 8 for 8 from the line. Great job by Ava Armbruster at the charity stripe. 43-22. Lady Tigers are going to take third place honors here in the conference tournament. Here's Kelly Brack with a driving layup. She'll be fouled. Brack will go to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Well, we've had a lot of fouls called in this ballgame. Ava Armbruster picks up her fourth personal. At the free throw line will be Kelly Brack, 5'1 freshman. Kelly has 4 points. She is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Here shooting two. She hits the first one. Kelly Brack now with 5 points in the game. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show with a rundown of all the individual scoring. Stay with us for that at the conclusion of this one. Second shot is up and good also for the freshman. She hit them both. She's now 4 out of 7 from the line. She has 6 points. Here's Maddie Jones in the forecourt with the dribble. 1:39 to go. Inside of 2 minutes to play. Elise Poppy working against Ella Kay. Gives it up top. Ava Armbruster comes to the right side. Kelly Brack gives chase. Fouling is kind of an exercise in futility here at this point. It's a 43-24 ball game with 1:20 to go in the contest. Not going to make much sense to come out and foul, but they're thinking about it. There's a ball with steal. Brack on the steal wants to take it in for a fast break driving layup. Didn't get it. But she's going to be fouled. And Brack is going to be right back at the line. This foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her third personal. I'm almost out of places to write down fouls. We've had so many fouls called tonight. Kelly Brack at the line. She's 2 of 7 from the line. Or 4 of 7. This one is up and off. No good. She's now 4 out of 8 from the line. She'll have another shot coming right here. Kelly Brack works to the basket. Shot is on the way. This one is off. Doesn't go in. The rebound to Poppy. Poppy, outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. I'm not sure why you do that. It's 1:08 to go. You're down 43-24. They came out and deliberately fouled Armbruster. Brack picks up her third personal. It's not like you're going to get the ball back and stage a miraculous comeback with 1:08 to play here, but that's what they've done. Armbruster at the line, shot is up and good. Ava says, thank you. I'll just continue to put him in. She's now hit 9 of 9 from the free throw line for Ava Armbruster. Another attempt coming here. And it's up. She missed one. Short off the front of the rim. Only 9 out of 10 from the line with 1:04 to go. Left side corner, Hammonds. Hammonds in the paint. Can't get a shot. Good defense there by Reese McNeely. Has to go back to the top of the key to Brack. Brack bounce pass left side. Ella Cave. Cave in the defense. Gives back to Brack. Now Cave to the top of the key. Hammonds. Hammonds dribbles in to Brack from the corner for 3. She got it. Kelly Brack hits a 3 from down in the corner. 38 seconds to play. Ava Armbruster into forecourt. Gives to Kirkendall. You're down to 30 seconds. Why would you come out and foul, girls? You kind of hope they just let him dribble it out here. McNeely gets it up. Collier on the dribble. Collier handles it off again. Boy, they're going after it. We're going to have another foul with 18 seconds to play. The score is 44-27. A foul is called on Weeping Water. The foul is on Ella Cave, her third personal. That will send to the free throw line Elise Poppy. She is 3 out of 4 from the line, has 5 points. First free throw is up and good. Poppy got that one. She'll have another shot. Bunch of subs into the ballgame now. Let's see. Caitlin Titus onto the floor. Caitlin Kirkendall checking in. Delaney Godeman into the ballgame. Emily Vitosh into the contest. Poppy at the line. Second shot is up. It's good also. She got them both. And now off the bench, Isabel Armbruster back in there with 18 seconds to play. 46-27. Don't go away for our postgame show now. We'll be back. It'll be fun to share the scoring totals with you. Brack with the basketball. Kelly Brack. Hammond for 3, left side, no. And battling after that rebound on the floor for the Lady Tigers, chasing after it was Caitlin Titus, and I believe she's going to be fouled. And let's see who that's going to put. Yes, Caitlin Titus will be at the line. 5'5 sophomore, just got in here a moment ago. She'll be shooting two shots with 5 seconds to play. The free throw is up. It's good. Caitlin Titus, the sophomore, she's in the scorebook and joins the scoring parade here. Titus takes aim for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is off the rim. This one won't fall. She hit one out of two. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, down court, ball stolen away with the steal, stolen back, Hammonds, shot at the buzzer doesn't go. Your final score tonight, the Fall City Tigers 47 and the Weeping Water Indians 27. 47-27, your final score in this afternoon's third place consolation game of the ECNC tournament. Congratulations to the Fall City Lady Tigers. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post game scoring recap. After this 2-minute break, you're enjoying high school basketball on KTMC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the scene here at Weeping Water High School, Coach Andy Armbruster has his girls posing underneath the basket here on the west end as they're taking the traditional team photo. Now the seniors are lining up for their photo with that third place plaque as they earn third place honors in the 2023 ECNC Conference Tournament. Let's take a look now at the scoring as part of our postgame show here. First of all, for the Weeping Water Indians, they have managed 27 points on the board. No player reached double figures. Kelly Brack finished with 9 to lead the way. 5 points for Emily Ridge. Brinkley McAdams also had 5. 4 points for Samantha Hammonds off the bench. Kellison Miller added 3 and Ella Cave with 1 point for their total of 27. From the free throw line, Weeping Water managed but 10 of 24 attempts. 10 of 24 from the charity stripe. For the Fall City Lady Tigers, one player in double figures, and that was Ava Armbruster, including 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. She finished with 14. 9 points this afternoon for Ashley Kirkendall. Isabel Armbruster finished with 8. 7 for Elise Poppy. Maddie Jones had 6 in the ballgame. Reese McNeely with 2. And Caitlin Titus had 1. For their total of 47. But get this, from the free throw line, Fall City made 22 out of 29 free throws. We shot 53 free throws in this basketball game. Lots of shooting from the free throw line. 53 free throws shot between the two teams. 47-27, your final score. The Lady Tigers are the third place winners here in the ECNC tournament. Right now, we want to encourage you to switch over to our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is on the air. The Sacred Heart Irish are playing the Lewiston Tigers for the third place consolation game in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. That game coming to you live from Tri-County. I'll be back on the air later on this evening. I'll have the girls' championship here at Weeping Water between Auburn and Elmwood Murdoch. That's scheduled for a 6 o'clock start. And then at 7:30, the big one that ought to be a dandy, the 19-1 Freeman Falcons facing the Auburn Bulldogs in the championship of the boys' division here at the ECNC tournament. So stay with us, enjoy some basketball this afternoon over on Sunny 101.3, and then we invite you to come back and join us for more ECNC coverage here on KTNC. That's going to wrap it up for the first of our triple header that we've got for you here from Weeping Water. For Aaron Wisdom, I'm Randy Catullo. The final score, the Fall City Tigers 47, the Weeping Water Indians 27. Good afternoon, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.